Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348.
It's The Buzz 24/7 at morningbuzz.com.
This is unbelievable.
Now that's what's up.
Yeah, baby. It's Buzz Archive Friday. Get out of here, Scotty. What? Okay, he loves me. Hey, everybody, Buzz Archive Friday. Thanks for checking us out. I hate him. But anyway, Archive Friday today, we're going to take a walk down the Midway, baby. Remember the fair rides? Yeah, let's roll it.
Thank you, Kelly. We went into the little break there, and Laura's like, you don't like kale?
I was going to make it your food of the week.
No. I do. I don't mind kale. I just don't. No. You know, California, man. Let's. All right. I'm gonna be on a roller coaster that's going like 60, 70 miles an hour. It's going upside down 2-3 times, whatever. You know, that's not it. And when I'm doing it, I could be screaming, okay? It could happen, and that could happen. There's no way you can keep it in on some of these rides. You ever gone to the Tower of Terror? Try doing that without screaming.
Yeah.
I just asked Scotty. I just asked him. This is amusement park stuff. All right. I just asked him. I'm like, dude, scariest ride that you went on.
I don't do rides. No. I'm afraid.
Oh, I absolutely.
Never?
No.
But you referenced the Himalaya yesterday.
Because, you know how many times I stood there and held jackets? I can tell you everything the guy does because I'm not on there screaming because I feel like I'm going to die. No, I do not. I went. You know how many churros I had at Universal? Because the kids and my ex-wife would go do rides. Like, I'll hold the coats, purses, baby bags, whatever need.
The churros are like they're like over a foot long, but you can mouth
things,
through those.
Oh my
things.
God, I had like 12.
You breathe them in, right up your nose. It's like nose candy.
Yeah.
It's like $200 to get into those parks, and you just go and hold the coats.
I it's for the kids.
The world's most expensive coat hanger, Scott McMullen, ladies and gentlemen, right there. You're like a Nordic track.
I got talked into doing the Simpsons one at Universal because I was told it doesn't move. But the cart moves, and it's the videos they show around. I'm like, and then, you know what? And then at Disney,
that's crazy.
My ex-wife talked me into going into one where you go into the body, like you're in the bloodstream.
Yeah.
I came out of there, and I just...
You go through the blood vessels. It's awesome.
Just my back patch of hair was sweating. Felt like I was going to throw up. Oh,
but isn't that the one... Where the carts go kind of sideways and you're watching the movie.
Yes,
okay.
I tell you, it's scary.
Scary.
I don't like that. I mean, I'm not doing roller. No, I'm not. Because I'm up there. I'm hearing noises. I did the Ferris wheel at Canobie Lake. And even we get up top and sometimes I go, all right. Is that supposed to
Kayla's
make that noise?
Oh,
no. Okay.
Yeah.
I took her on one and she was freaking out.
Scott is the only guy who got nauseous in the Hall of Presidents.
It's a small world. I'm being taunted. And then the cart was, you know, I'm...
It's a boat. It's not a cart. It's a boat. You're in the water.
I'm afraid of taking on water.
Pirates of the Caribbean?
It's okay.
You see the guy's dangling foot, look like a real foot, had hair on it?
That's fun, but you're not really. You're just going along a small, controlled river like that.
And were you nervous about that?
No.
Okay.
I read everything.
The water's only like a foot deep.
Yeah. No, it's the other scary ones. It's a Magic Mountain. They're like, oh, that's good. I'll hold the coats.
Were you a ride person, Laura? Do you do the rides?
Oh, I still do rides.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Kayla, you do the rides?
Yes, I love rides.
No, I don't mess with rides.
You don't mess with rides?
Not really, no.
You don't know the joy of the Himalaya?
No, I don't. I'm not into, I don't do heights. I don't want to be strapped into something up at the top of something and then whipped and twirled.
And let me tell you something. I would be more interested in doing it. Like, I would go to Disney and try because I do believe that, Disney is not your fold-up caravan that drives away. It's there. It's maintained all the time. I would be most
but so
likely,
is in places like Canobie Lake and Funtown Splash Show.
I know, but a majority of the, like when we go to the fairs, the kids be like, you want to do this?
No,
guy has got teeth on one side. Look, so you think he's going to maintain bolts if he can't maintain a toothbrush?
I got nauseous on the Star Wars ride, and it doesn't even go anywhere.
He can't maintain health. I doubt he's keeping track of the swing.
I think that's grossly unfair. I'll go on the rides at the church parking lot. I don't care.
Oh, yeah. Okay. They don't have far to take you.
Okay? I mean, come on. The church isn't going to bring in an air response. Yeah, come on.
They're going to drag your torso like about 50 feet and bury
you. Were you a ride guy?
Canopy. Yeah, the trust. Canopy, Busch Gardens, Disney.
Of course.
Yes.
Yeah.
The fair. Now,
dude,
most of them are okay, but most is a scary word.
You mean the traveling
most
ones? The traveling
is a
ones?
Scary
yes.
Word.
Okay, so of all the rides, I want you to think about this now. Okay, the Himalaya, the circular one with the it had the dips in the hills and it would go backwards.
Yeah.
Awesome ride. It's right up there.
Yeah,
you know the Scramble. You remember the Scrambler?
Absolutely.
That's the one on the rotating wheels where they go around.
That's pretty scary.
Now, four or five wheels. One where you get stuck to the side.
The Roundup.
No.
Is it the, so good.
No, that's the. Yeah.
No. Is it the team
called Turkish Twist?
Well, it used to be called that, and then they changed it to the Roundup.
Oh,
yeah.
Sorry.
What's the one that, like, it's on a platform, and you kind of go up and you go down, but and you can control if the device that you're sitting in can spin?
It's called the Tilt-A-Whirl.
Yes.
I
that
almost
looks
think
scary as hell.
What are you talking about? You're going around in a circle.
I almost think
if you weren't made to go around in a circle, one leg would be longer than the other one.
I think the Ferris wheel.
That was good. Good for you.
Centrifugal force. I like it. You just applied science and physics to your
Ferris
joke.
Wheel might be the scariest because it gives you time to think. Oh. Whereas any little breeze, like, oh, Jesus, what is going on? Well,
see, man? I don't even think
don't
about
it. Don't you always picture the Ferris wheel just coming off the hinges
and rolling? No.
Rolling and down
rolling.
The street.
I don't.
Absolutely.
No. Okay, did you see 1941?
It happened.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, it happened.
Laura saw me on a Ferris wheel, and I couldn't control myself.
She was freaking.
Why? On a Ferris wheel?
Oh, the heights. It wiggles. It moves. Sometimes you get stuck at the top. No.
Yep. Wow.
It creaks. I'm all set.
I love the ride it's called Dragon's Descent at Funtown, and I'm not sure where it's called. Everywhere else, maybe Superman. You go all the way up to the top, and then you never know when you're going to fall, so it kind of like bounces, and then it, whoo!
You realize when they find you, your kneecaps are going to be embedded in your brain.
Whatever.
And they're not going to bury you in a box, they're going to bury you like in a tire bag.
A shoebox.
Laura, at Disney World, you go to the Tower of Terror, which is that ride you just said.
Yep.
Except you're with 12 people, and it's dark, and they're talking to you, and then when you least expect it, like you're sitting there, and you can't help.
I like the Tower of Terror.
But Scream, Tower of Terror is awesome, you know. But I just find it funny. Hemi just said, I cannot believe Roadkill is an amusement park chicken-esque.
Absolutely.
From Hemi.
Yep. I have no problem admitting it.
Yeah. That's not news. Did you ever
For the longest time, we'd go to the fair with my cousins, Brent, and then after a while, he'd be like, yeah, I'm all set. He doesn't want to do any of the rides. I just want to do the games.
The Turkish Twist and the Roundup, two different rides. The one you're back against the wall, and you hold on, and it goes around the circle, and then your feet come off the ground.
Yeah.
That's the Roundup.
Yeah, no.
The Turkish Twist is different. I think the Turkish Twist might be something like the Himalaya.
I think that was the one where the floor drops out.
Maybe it is. I don't know. Yeah. Two different. I'm getting them. They're saying I'm getting them.
Maybe it depends on what ride.
Too. That's when you get junk in the back.
Wow. And you think you're a girl?
Right. You go, look at me. Yeah, I'm Sandra Lee.
Sandra D.
Michael Marks.
Sorry. That one.
Sandra D.
Whatever.
You're going to quote Grease.
Sorry. I don't know.
Get it right.
No way am I going on any rides that are set up in a church parking lot. Well, you don't want to, Kate. You just don't want to help the church because I'm there to help the JCs or whoever. When I grew up, they had those.
I'll help that by buying some fried dough.
They called them lawn parties is what they called them. And I would do that. But you miss the joy of, did you ever go in the zipper?
I still go.
The zipper. What is that?
Oh, yes.
Right?
I like that one, too. And I think they have that on OOB on the pier.
Is that the one that spins, but then you also spin?
Yes.
No.
Yes. It's like a long...
No. Oh, my God. No. Look at that.
You're looking it up online?
Absolutely.
The zipper.
I still did that one. Yeah.
They pull two pins and they bury you with the person in the car with you.
The thing about the zipper is... Right, you get in and it's shaped to fit your body when you sit. You can't move. You ain't moving.
If it's not moving, people can get it rocking.
Yeah, that's what you do. You want it to flip upside down as you're going around.
No, you don't.
You guys.
Oh, look at this zipper gone wrong.
Okay, don't. Yeah. You don't have to click on
two clicks away from.
Ugh. It's probably a porno site, too.
That's a total zipper, different zipper website.
Yeah. All right. Well, anyway, portable rides get inspections way more often. Oh, I agree. The dive bomber.
Just broken down and set up time after time.
Yeah,
it's got to be a time where they just forget a bolt.
Yeah.
What am I
missing?
And
that's all it takes.
All of a sudden, he gets set up, and the kids are going. He looks down. He's like, it's like eight extra bolts.
Okay.
Were these extras? Or were they
were these
always in the woods.
What's the, let me see. All right, let me see if I can go through these here. All right, I'm going to walk down the midway in my head. All right, there's the Himalaya. Okay, there was the Roundup. There was the Scramble. There was the Tilt-A-Whirl. There was the Merry-Go-Round. That's more your speed, Scotty.
Yep.
But you'd be on the bench. You wouldn't be on the chair.
Oh, no.
On the horse, because that goes up and down, and you might vomit. Then there's the Merry-Go... There's the Ferris Wheel. Bumper
One
cars.
One of my favorites up. Pirate ship.
Pirate ship.
Awesome.
You know what?
That's just, it goes,
pirate ship goes up and forth. Yeah. But you know what?
That can't go wrong.
No. No, you get launched right off the top of that.
Hey, guess what? Your kid is already in the parking lot.
He's waiting by the car.
The only ride that ever made me queasy was a ride that has not been mentioned. And I'll never go on it again.
The swings?
Oh, the swings. Swings. Me.
Absolutely.
The swing.
Because, I mean, nothing can go wrong with chains.
What about the log ride?
The log ride, I've done it. Every flume ride, name
those
it.
Are fun.
Water-soaking ride.
If that goes horribly wrong, it's not going to kill you.
You know what, the log ride, the worst part about the log ride is when you go get the photo after and all the kids are screaming and dad looks like he's dead.
You're the one with a stupid face. Go ahead, Laura.
Is the Tilt-A-Whirl.
Yeah, Tilt-A-Whirl's good. That's the one Scotty doesn't like it. Doesn't like it.
Oh, love it.
Krejci, the zipper is a human torture device. Come on, man. Come on. Have a sense of adventure.
Like looking at that
You're climbing into a ride that, like, thousands of other people have thrown up in all over the country.
Whatever.
And you know what?
So what?
You know what? I'm even willing to go out there on a limb all over the world. Because, you know, fair season right now is happening in a third world country.
Let me tell you something. They clean it off. They have the highest of disinfectants and the cleaning processes.
When they drive it down the highway and it's raining.
Okay.
That's how it gets cleaned.
That's about it. Krejci, there's one called the Gravitron. Looked like a UFO on the outside, but just stuck to the walls on the inside. Oh, yeah, dude. At Rochester Fair, man, you go in there, you watch motorcycles ride around the walls.
Oh, I remember that.
My God, that was fantastic.
Chicken wire. Yep. Oh, yeah, dude.
And I want to say they had it still at Canobie Lakes. I remember watching that.
Yeah, those are the good old days right there. Those are the good old days right there. But, yeah, the best ride, though, hard to pick. Himalaya is really good. You know, the roller coasters, though, those are in a class by themselves.
Classic wooden roller coaster is my favorite.
Oh, yeah, because there's nothing wrong with that.
Nothing's going to crack there.
Look, you've seen too many movies.
Oh, no, I love roller coasters.
You know, people don't go flying off of roller coasters every day.
No, we just hear about, stranded on top of this roller coaster for 6 hours upside down.
Yeah, but also, I mean, look.
Oh, my God, I would be like, as soon as you got up there, I'd be like, shoot me.
You're stranded because they have safety protocols that halted that ride.
Right.
Right when they noticed something was wrong.
Also, you get some chucklehead who's going to be the guy to try to stand up, and he's the guy that goes flying out. You know what I mean?
No, he's the guy that goes flying out, but hits like eight people
on the way down
that were doing everything they were expecting. And then, if you're lucky, one guy becomes two or three pieces that hits like
another
people. So do the math. One good-sized man hitting something, head comes off, maybe his torso, three bombs are all of a sudden, there you are, down in the game section trying to win a dart game for my girlfriend, and I get killed by a torso. And then on that torso, it's Dale Earnhardt shirt.
I didn't do anything wrong. I didn't even want to do the ride. I got killed by a guy. He was too busy holding on to his big thing of Mountain Dew. He went flying out of his ride. He hit one of the safety cables, split in three parts. Family of four, no more. They weren't even doing a ride. They get hit. Right. No, it's nothing. It's horrible. It's a day of horror. And you paid for it. You paid one price to go in there to give your kids something they will never forget as dad gets killed with a torso.
that has a number three jersey on it. Yeah. Hey, kids. And smells like cigarettes.
Yeah, your father drove you, but the police obviously drove you back home because your family's gone.
My gosh. Oh, God.
Sounds like fun.
Sign me up.
I would do it. I would do it. I love the rides. I love to go on them. I still do. I don't care. You know, I like the suspended where your feet are dangling roller coaster rides. Crutchy Super Loop. Okay, don't know what that is. The zipper was a rite of passage.
Not trying to pass.
The teacups, yeah. What am I, five? I ain't going on the teacups, okay? I'm going to sit in a teacup because invariably somebody's going to...
fun.
Yeah,
those make me sick because they spin,
if you
spin,
got enough
spin.
Yeah, you can really get going on those things.
If you make it a cereal bowl, I'll go in it. I ain't going on no teacup ride, okay? I'm a man, all right?
Because when they find my body, how did he go? He was in a teacup.
Okay. Yeah. Let me see here. My brother and cousin were the only ones crazy enough to go on the zipper, and then there's the Kilt-A-World. Oh, the Tilt-A-World. Love the Tilt-A-World.
Kilt-A-World.
Absolutely.
Exactly. Right.
What you do is...
You like the Tilt-A-World, but you don't like the teacups?
No.
Pretty much the same thing.
No, it's not. It's a fun ride where you're half enclosed, and not everybody can see how dumb you look as a grown man, unless you're with your kid on the teacup rides, then it's okay. But the thing about the Tilt-A-World is, or the Himalaya, if you're the large guy, right, you want to get in... the inside seat, because then you're hammering your smaller, like,
if not, you're squishing
squishing whoever else is in there. You know, I would say, hon, you want to go on the Tilt-A-World? Not with you, I don't. Nope, no, thank you.
Throwing
thank you.
The motion of the ride.
Oh, now people are showing me the videos.
Oh my God, I'm 47. The only ride I go on is a merry-go-round, and I'm an ussy. Yes. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. You're like roadkill. Hold my coat. Eat a churro while I go have fun.
Fine.
And then I'm gonna make use of the $200 I spent to come in this park.
Okay? I came here to eat.
Came here for the secret menus.
I came here to read. Let me see here. I'm getting nauseous from hearing you guys talk about the rides. Oh, my God. Let Scott know I'm right there with him and holding people's coats.
And you got to wait in line.
Let me tell you, I won't. Mm-hmm. Like I mean, I will. Pass, no, I will, but I'll buy a fast pass. I don't care whatever it costs. I'll pay it. I'll just think of it as the price of being whatever. I don't want to wait over an hour in line for a ride. I'll wait, you know, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, an hour. Yeah, nope.
And I find myself watching the rides in great detail because when something goes wrong, I want to be the guy on the news.
But you imagine things happening.
I want to be the guy that they interview to be like, I'll tell you something.
I saw it coming. Yep. You know?
One bolt went over there, and that family went... there.
I saw the ride operator eating his chowder out of a bread bowl with hair in it, and and I knew it was trouble right from
the get-go. He was in trouble when he was eating his fried dough with a straw.
Oh, God. There it is. Good times. I love them. Scotty doesn't like
me
to
too.
Travel.
Can't
fairs.
Wait to be back. Oh,
dude,
the
traveling.
Like, we missed all the fairs, all the rides.
The lawn party with the string of the light bulbs that went from booth to booth, and then they had the rides over there. It was the best.
Yep.
The best. Not for you, though.
No.
Nope.
The food and the animals I like.
Okay.
Get me to Canopy, then I'll do some rides.
Yeah. The Canopy's solid.
The animals are fine, but I mean, when you walk in there and they're like, okay, these could have disease. Oh, this is fun. I came into the fair to eat with my hands, but now if I touch the goat,
I can't believe Roadkill and Kayla are such babies about roller coasters. I don't care if the operator only has one tooth. Those operations are stupid careful about checking everything because of the fact that they can personally be held liable if something goes wrong. I agree, man.
I'm not willing to do that.
Yeah, because you're right. Nothing happens. Nothing has happened.
If they don't have dental insurance for the guy that's operating the ride, you got to question things.
No, because the guy could have an issue. The guy could have an issue I don't know about. That's all I'm saying.
There seems to be a high percentage of issues.
Crutchy, Navy vet husband, can't do rides. It's hilarious. Okay, all right. Well, anyway, I enjoy life to the fullest. And when I do get hit by the gentleman that flew off of the roller coaster, and I get hit with his Dale Earnhardt shirt-wearing torso, I will then go, son of a bitch, Scotty was right. I will say that. But until then, next ticket, I'll give me the five-ticket ride for the Tilt-A-World. All right? So, there it is. Yeah. Ruined something that's so much fun. All right, quick break. We're coming back. News is... There you go. Hey, thanks for hanging with us today. We will be back on Monday. Appreciate you checking out the Buzz 24/7. And back Monday at 5:30. Gonna have Pearl Jam tickets. Enjoy the weekend, everybody.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348. Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.